This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I mentioned this clip. I mentioned a bunch of clips I didn't have time to play. I want to play this one now in the short segment and come back to write your phone calls on the huge World War III news, the poison shot news, and the Committee of 300 news I want to get into and more. But here is top insurance analyst finds a 7% increase in aggregate mortality for each COVID-19 dose you take. Here it is.
Pulled together an analysis that uses CDC data from the United States that compares the vaccination status ranked by the number of doses across regions in the United States, and then compares that to the amount of increase or decrease in mortality this year versus last. Mm-hmm. And if the vaccine was helpful, well, if the vaccine was neutral, there would just be no relationship between these two things. Mm-hmm. If the vaccine was helpful at reducing all-cause mortality, you would see that the more doses a region, you know, state of Vermont or Maine or Hawaii or, you know, Connecticut or someplace that's pretty highly vaccinated, you would see lower levels of mortality year over year because people got more vaccines than in other places, which we didn't do as much for whatever reason, and you would see an improvement, and you would see a line that slopes down to the right. Instead, when we did that analysis, and we cut it a number of different ways, we did it by different type of city and region, and we did it by age group as well. So we did some thoughtful to make sure there wasn't a bias in it. But no matter which way you do it, what you end up seeing is the chart goes, the line that you create, a regression line, goes up and to the right, which is simply to say that the more doses on average you have in a region within the United States, the bigger increase in mortality that region has had in 2022 when compared to 2021. And so that is a aggregate statistical tool that it exactly confirms the conclusion out of the UK data. It's a different way of doing it. It's a totally different data set. But ultimately, it leads to a very similar mathematical conclusion, which is a really unfortunate one because, you know, obviously hundreds of millions of us have you know, either personally or our friends and family and all of society have to now deal with these consequences of what are the long-term health consequences relating to these, you know, and I'm obviously hopeful that we can, as a society, start to focus on those because that's the opportunity to try to solve this problem is focusing on health.
There's something that's a bit unintuitive, but I think you're arguing that it kind of tells the same story. One of them is that what you just described, this regression line, the more boosted people are, the mortality among those groups increases, mm-hmm. right? But in the UK data, I think you said that it's the single, it's the first shot that actually shows the highest mortality. So how are these things not in opposition to each other?
It's a really good question, Jan. They have to do with how the data is structured. On an individual basis, I think you can make a better prediction for an actual person's mortality risk based on the UK data, which is to say that if you took one dose and stopped, which is what that means, because it wasn't a design study, it's an observational study. It's literally just, did you stop at one dose? Mm-hmm. Then we can infer that based on the statistics we have from the UK, that you're likely to have substantially higher elevated mortality. The reason that we speculate, or I think intuitively, that explains that, is that these people stopped because they were injured on the first dose.
Basically, they said, okay, I'm not doing this again.
Within 21 days, they were supposed to get a second dose, and they said, no, I'm not going to do that. Hmm. In the U.S., that's about 12% of Americans. What the data here would suggest is that if the relationships in the U.K. are same in the U.S., those people would have 145% higher mortality rate. And the reason that doesn't carry on to the U.S. data in aggregate is because when you look at big groups of people, the little individual signal there of their behavior is washed out. Mm. Because really what we're just saying is, well, were there more doses in Georgia than there were in Alabama or, you know, Vermont versus Maine or something like that? And in that case, it's all just, you know, it's just a question of what's the aggregate level of dosing, in which case, if you use the regression line on that sort of data, you end up being able to very clearly draw like a conclusion that says, you know, the slope of the line is basically how much mortality increase you're getting from every dose. And so it's about a 7% increase in aggregate mortality mm-hmm. from U.S. data per dose. And if you're over the age of 50 and you took all five doses, that'd right. be a 35% increase.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. We're now in hour number two. We've got the big twin issues that are all-encompassing. We have the scientist. We have the head of the FDA vaccine board. We have top statisticians, MIT statisticians, all coming out saying, no matter how you crunch German numbers, French numbers, Australian numbers, UK numbers, US numbers, Canadian numbers, one shot on average, a 7% increase in mortality in just the first year, directly correlated country by country, Pfizer and Moderna, because they're averaging two together. Our evidence is Moderna is far worse. It's equivalent to four, but the Pfizer's with the exact same cocktail, GMO cocktail, gene editing, manipulating mRNA. That is so huge. And on average, if you take five shots, it's a 35% increase in your death and your mortality. I just played the full clip earlier. Top insurance analyst finds a 7% increase in aggregate mortality for each COVID-19 vaccine injection. John Sterling, hands down, one of the most respected out there. The MIT scientist we played clips of yesterday, who's one of their most respected statisticians, found the same numbers. And they crunch them different ways, different methodologies, and keep finding the same number. The insurance companies knew this a year and a half ago, folks. We've been telling you before they even started the shots for 2.5 years, this was going down, or longer now. But here's just an excised clip, if you missed it, of Mr. Sterling.
But no matter which way you do it, what you end up seeing is that the chart goes, the line that you create, a regression line, goes up and to the right, which is to simply to say that the more doses on average you have in a region within the United States, the bigger increase in mortality that region has had in 2022 when compared to 2021. And so it's about a 7% increase in aggregate mortality from U.S. data per dose. And if you're over the age of 50 and you took all five doses, that would be a 35% increase.
All right. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Do I need to play the MIT top statistician from yesterday saying the same thing? Or how about the other experts we had on years ago saying the same thing? Because, see, they had rat studies, and rats only live really less than 10% of the time a human does. What, 4 or 5 years? Dog lives on average 15. Cat lives on average about 15. Humans, 75 on average. Rats, 3, 4, 5 years, depending on them. Same thing with mice. We know with octopus, no matter if they're huge, North Atlantic octopus, Arctic octopus is the biggest, 10 feet long, or little bitty tiny ones. They all live 3 years and 3 months and die no matter what. Interesting thing about that. But the point is that rats and rodents are the closest they've learned with whatever kills them kills us. Pigs are also very close to us, the way things affect them. Not that our genetics are similar, just that our physiology, how we operate. Remember the UT study of a coronavirus mRNA shot that Fauci tested with under Obama, the national initiative at the University of Texas, Galveston. The rats lived half as long as they normally do. So they lived 2 years and change. On average, some died right away, some died in 2 weeks, some died in a month, some died in 3 months. But if you lay that over the data That's what we're seeing is a lot of death right up front, but in the aggregate, even more death over time later. If you add all that death together, it's much higher than right away. Well, it's not designed to kill you right away and make it obvious, but they made it a little too strong. It's a soft kill weapon. And so we sit up here and talk about this all being confirmed and how we're vindicated. That's why they want to shut us down. That's why they weaponize the CIA against us. That's why they lie about us everywhere and say things that are completely not true and just increase the lies on a daily basis, because they're all going to go to prison, ladies and gentlemen. When you see a hit piece or lies about us or lies about somebody else, like Tucker Carlson, that is an attempt to intimidate us and bully us and make us go away. I've had the plaintiff's lawyers tell us point blank. They said it on the news. If Mr. Jones just goes off the air, we'll leave him alone. But we want him off the air. And they told me that. My lawyers are like, well, that was in, you know, private mediations. You can't say that. And I'm like, well, you're not supposed to say in a mediation, go off the air, we'll leave you alone. But I didn't have to violate the mediation rules. They said it on the damn air. They said it in countless interviews. And again, it's all nakedly hidden. And of course, these lawyers are just mercenaries being supported by the system and the media and the whole corrupt culture. But don't they get this is going to hurt them as well? No, they don't. They can't see 2 feet in front of their face. And they don't see how they're being destroyed by all this at the same time. So I actually feel sorry for these people. But I feel more sorry for all of us being dragged along by their ignorance. Because I go on Twitter a lot and read the comments. I go on YouTube and read the comments. And you'll see a video of, well, I have the video. I guess we could play it. I was looking at this morning of the head of the U.S. Vaccine Board saying, yeah, it looks like it's really hurting people and looks like we got lied to about this and this is a big scandal. We should probably pull this. And then about a third of the comments are like, oh, it's the anti-vaxxers. They're all nuts. What do they do? Listen to Alex Jones. And, I mean, this is insurance company numbers. These are real numbers. These are MIT. These are top universities, top companies, top organizations, and it's the same numbers worldwide. On average of 2 shots, worldwide increase in death, 13%. What this top statistician just say in the clip we played? Average of 7%. That's 14. He's finding 14. The other numbers I saw were 13. Notice I just harped that 13 number all day long. 2 shots, 13% increase. You take 5 shots, 35% increase in death. I mean, what the hell? This is insane. And we're just marching into this Armageddon. The full clip's on Infowars.com, but here's Congressman Massey, one of the best, probably the best congressman we've got other than like MTG, but really truly nonpartisan, talking about the fact the American people have woken up and they're done with this.
I mean, if you think it's a coincidence, I think you're a coincidence theorist. It is no coincidence that while we were debating these very measures, the executive branch went into full retreat on this. They're actually trying to save, I think, the other side of the aisle from taking a tough vote, saving some face so that they can vote against it because, well, the timing's not right. And then there was the argument made tonight on this bill and the one preceding it that does something similar that we should wait until we have committees formed. The American people cannot wait another week. They cannot wait another day. Livelihoods have been ruined. So many people have suffered because this has gone on too long. The president said, what was it, to CBS 60 Minutes months ago, that the pandemic is over. And now he's saying, well, we need just 60 more days to pull this off. Now that you all have this idea that we should end it, I think I'll end it, and I need 60 days. I would like to ask Mr. Larson, the president in his statement of administrative policy says he needs 60 days. He wants to honor his previous commitment to give at least 60 days notice prior to termination. Why is he then going to go 100 days from now to do it? What's the?
Haven't spoke to the president about that. My guess is that since the national emergency order signed by the previous president was on March 13th, 2020, that about 60 days from March 13th is around May 11th, and that'd be my only speculation.
I was,
so I'll give it a try.
I'm trying too. I see that the things are going to expire on March 1st and April 11th. So if he's going 60 days from April 11th, April...
Oh, stop there. And he goes on to say, so none of this is based on science, you just feel like it. No, it's based on control and trying to continue to make the troops take it and trying to continue to make school children take it and medical workers and so many other industries and groups. And it's about the national emergency authorizes Pfizer and Moderna to be putting this experimental shot out there. And so they haven't yet gotten the FDA board to give it regular approval. That's years out. They'll never get it now. So they just want to inject as many boobs, as many ignorant people, as many victims. I mean, little children aren't idiots. They're not boobs. And so they're just trying to hit us right up into the bell with every punch to the gut and the chin and the head and the eye and the kidneys they can get. And it's mass murder. I'm going to go to break. Alberto, Buck, Brad, John, Obadiah, Bart, Jason, Peter, Clown Car, Kathy, taking your calls, the order they receive, straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Song. I thought it sounded cool, but a little bit corny. So he's talking about rising up to the challenge and starting on the streets and going all the way to the top, but still not giving up and what it's all about. But I can tell you 40 years later, 48, about to be 49, I totally understand what it's all about. But I got to tell you, I'm not fighting and risking my life and going through all this hell because I want to be famous or I want to be Tom Brady or I want to be any of those people. I'm doing it because we have to fight these people, and we have to take them down if we have any future. I went and got a cup of coffee during the break, and every time I go in there, no matter what channel is on, it's Tom Brady retiring. Now, look, I know nothing against Tom Brady. I like him. He's a great football player, the greatest ever, the GOAT. But, I mean, we're on the verge of World War III. We have millions dying from poison shots worldwide, hundreds of thousands every few weeks getting maimed here in the U.S. alone. We have the insurance company and MIT numbers, and it's still not the focus, or the media makes it the focus, to care about Tom Brady. I don't give a rat's petunia about Tom Brady in a situation like this. And it's because more people know about Tom Brady than about poison shots, or more people care about Tom Brady, is why we're in this trouble. While our industrial capacity is shut down, and I got a bunch of news on that, but let's go to your phone calls right now. Alberto in Nevada, thank you so much for calling in on this Wednesday, February 1st broadcast. You want to talk about the massive escalation in Ukraine? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I was calling about that. I actually have suspicions of Russia actually working with Putin, or not Russia, but rather the Ukraine working with Putin, and I feel like there's like serious money being handled there as far as
also, I mean, they're saying something like $8 out of $10 going in gets stolen and a lot of it laundered back here. But you're saying you think it's a deal between Putin and Zelensky to keep the war going and then basically pocket the money. I mean, I wouldn't put anything past anybody these days. I think it's certainly our job to question. We've been lied to so much. People call that a conspiracy theory. I'm not saying you're right. I'm just saying you have a right to ask those questions, and everybody should look at every angle.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge incentive, at least for Putin to, or not Putin, I keep confusing.
Zelensky?
Putin with
Vladimir Zelensky?
Yes. Yes, sir. And I'm pretty sure they're doing something there.
Because, well, there's no doubt Zelensky has an incentive to set up a dictatorship and a new NATO base, and then he is stealing a bunch of money. But I don't think the Russians and the Ukrainian leadership are buddy boys or pals. I think this is a very, very real war and extremely dangerous. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, there's casualties on both sides, so there's definitely some.
Sure, I get what you're saying. You're saying Zelensky's making money. Well, there's no doubt you're right about that. I appreciate your call. Buck in Wisconsin, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Red Pill, what's up, Doc? I wanted to first talk about a crucial point here about like how you were groundbreaking with releasing information about the Ukraine bio labs and how it's like a super Slavic genetic holocaust. And I think it's important to focus on that because they're targeting that, which is like a huge Christian contingent. Many European and American and other genetic haplogroups groups around the world could also be affected. And it's important to maybe figure out with Mike Adams
Yeah, I was about to say, Mike Adams has really pioneered that. It's been vindicated 2 years after he first broke the labs. For what you're getting to is race-specific bioweapons or bioweapons that are designed to only hit certain genetic groups. And we know that is the very research that the Pentagon and others have been illegally conducting in Ukraine.
Yeah,
and that's one reason Putin says he went in was that, and because Ukraine wanted nuclear weapons. Ukraine had denied that. Ukraine, I started this at the start of the show. Ukraine now admits they've been seeking nuclear weapons, that Putin told the truth.
Yeah, then with further with the Biden blunders in Ukraine, you know, thanks Biden for making drone air warfare, and now with tank warfare with the Russian Terminator tank, you know, it has like a fully automated robotic turret. Has like 2 30-millimeter cannons, 2 automatic grenade launchers, and 2 double rocket launchers, and they shoot like depleted uranium rounds. So it's like going to mess up the soil and affect grain supplies. I think those same grain supplies are affecting chickens even, you know, with the grain being sent from over there, subpar grain, and then the chickens have problem.
There's no doubt that the chicken feed has been adulterated. And that chicken production is, eggs is way down. It's not a theory. It's directly causal. Scientists have looked at it. And egg production, I mean, I started noticing a year ago that eggs got smaller and smaller, no matter what brand I was trying to buy. So they've been feeding them less feed, or the feed isn't as good. And now folks have noticed that if they put one group of chickens outside and make them free range or make their own old-fashioned chicken feed, the chickens start having eggs. But if they're fed the chicken feed that always worked, it doesn't work anymore. So it just shows the total breakdown of civilization and society. And that's when you know you're going into a depression, but groups are hiding it, and they're all cutting corners, basically. I appreciate your call. Great points. Brad in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. To your point on the organic information that keeps flowing out about the shots, I appreciate you pointing that out because it is a groundswell. It just keeps coming out, like you said, every day, more and more.
And imagine being the people in the corporate media still defending it. The executives are saying it's bad. The board members of the FDA are saying they got lied to. They're all leaving the sinking ship, but there are leftists still defending it, along with Trump over on the other side being a jackass. What do you make of that?
Trump's killing me, man, and you and everybody who backed him. And he just, and I think he took money, didn't he, Alex? I think he took money from Big Pharma, which
he did take $1 million for his campaign from Pfizer. I mean, it's true.
So there you go. He's a money grubber. I mean, he always has been in some ways.
I think it's bigger than that because both the other party got even more. It was like $5 million for Pfizer just for Biden, and for Hillary before that it was even more. He's pig-headed. He doesn't want to admit he got bamboozled into the shot. He just hopes it blows away. He hopes it goes away. No, it's not going away, Trump. It's not going away.
Yeah, and I think he should step aside. He's already compromised there. He's got some baggage. The Republicans don't even want to back him when the election was clearly his. And he's a little too old now. He needs to step away.
Yeah, let me do this, Brad. You called in about globalists will launch World War III to cover tracks. Stay there. Don't hang up. I want to come back to you because I don't want to cut you short. But I just had an idea here, and I'm sure all of you have already thought this, because sometimes I'm really ahead of the curve. Sometimes I'm like, man, you're dumb. Do you realize, folks, that it's only the Democrats and the deep staters and socialists and communist parties and WEFers worldwide that are supporting the poison shots and covering up? And Trump. Bolsonaro came out against a shot 2 years ago. DeSantis over a year ago. And it's so sad because I still like Trump. I don't think he's an evil person. The globalists hate me because I supported him. They legitimately hate his guts. He really was president. He really was trying to call the shots. But doesn't mean he's perfect. This blind spot of where Trump now is aligned with all the mastheads and all the Democrats. You say, well, he wasn't for the mass. He wasn't for 4 shots. It doesn't matter. He is supporting the frickin' things now, saying they saved lives. They didn't. Trump is wrong. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've gone through hell in the last 7 years, 7.5 years, supporting Trump. And I don't screen your phone calls when we have a topic. I want you to call about the topic. And it was funny. I was already about to speak out about Trump today. I looked at all the stacks. I just said, look, I got other stuff to do. I'm not going to do it. But now I am. And then I'm going to go back to the caller so you can make his Russia points. Brad in Pennsylvania. We'll do an overhead shot here. Here's just some of the history of it. This is Trump in November of 2016, right after he was elected. Okay, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has said vaccines cause autism, and he couldn't be more wrong. So here they are demonizing him when he was right. Then he meets with Bill Gates a few months later. Bill Gates, Trump, super interested in universal flu vaccine. That's mRNA. MNRA. MNRA. And MNRA. MRNNA. Having one of those moments. So frustrating. Here's another one. Exclusive. Trump to order drive for improved flu vaccine. So, first he's against it. The word is Barron got hurt from it. I've confirmed that. Then he meets with Bill Gates. And then he supports the universal flu vaccine right after he gets into office. And then we get hit with what we got hit by. All right, let's go back to your calls. Brad, shifting gears to Russia for those who just joined us. Ukraine may seek nuclear weapons if left out of NATO. Diplomat, to prevent the next Ukraine, we need to clarify the role of nuclear weapons. The Hill, Russia says real danger of Ukraine acquiring nuclear weapons. Required response. That is how fast the situation is wildly escalating. Brad, make your points. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. My feeling is they kind of converge these two issues with all the negative information coming out against the deep state on the vaccines, on the COVID shots. They can't contain it. So what's a good smokescreen for them once this builds up into a crescendo? World War III. So, and we all know our government, you know, they've got bunkers underground. They're ready to go. I don't think they care about us. I think we're expendable. That's my feeling. You pointed this out on one of your shows before you went on vacation last week. They're ready to go underground and leave us out here to die. That's my feeling.
I agree with you. So how do we stop it?
We just keep pushing what you're doing. That's why InfoWars is so important. I mean, you're here for a reason at this point in time. You know it. You've been talking about it, how you know, but you named your company Free Speech Systems. It's all brilliant. Everything InfoWars, everything you've done is leading up to this point in time, and I can't thank you enough. I've been following you since right after 9/11. And
brother, I can't thank you enough for keeping me on air. It is you, the listeners, word of mouth, prayer, and buying the great products that keeps us here. So I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. Let's fight together. God bless you. Powerful points. Obadiah in Las Vegas says, no way out of World War III, and we are on the wrong side. Give us your view.
Yeah, obviously we're on the wrong side. Sodom and Gomorrah don't have a thing on the West civilization. And over there in Russia, they're invoking the power of God, saying that they're fighting Antichrist, Satanists, and they're ready to die. You know what I mean? They're on their nightly news, they're ready to die, and they say, what's a world without Russia? So nuclear war is going to happen. And I mean, with the way that this government runs, they'd be the ones to drop the bomb on us and blame it on Russia.
Oh, I agree with you. Will it be a cyber attack or will it be a false flag nuclear attack? In fact, in my deep research the last month, taking off time to really sit in a room at a desk for sometimes 5 hours at a time with just a glass of ice water or iced tea, that's my main analysis is everything they're setting up is for martial law, and one way or another they want to go to full war to knock out civilization above ground and then reemerge with their new technocracy. And so that's why I don't even say I'm even angry now. I'm very sad and very frustrated. That so many people that have gone along with this or not cared or not been involved are destroying their own future by not stopping this. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And, I mean, I think the best thing that you can do is get people prepared for nuclear war, because you got a bunch of people who claim to believe in the Bible and are churchgoers, but they're just playing religion. They're just playing churchianity. They think that they're going to get raptured out of here and that we're not going to go through the tribulation. John Nelson Darby and Cyrus Schofield were con artists. It was just a big scam to get people to go along with what they were pushing.
Yeah, you're talking about the Schofield Bible and there's a pre-tribulation, and so many Christians who are good people get mad at me and say I'm bad. Look, I don't claim to be the most holy person. I don't claim to have all the answers, but anybody can read Revelation. The Antichrist wages war on the saints, overcomes them for a short time. Then you have Armageddon, Christ returns, the archangel bounds Satan, there's a thousand-year reign, then they let Satan out again. I mean, a five-year-old could read that. After Christ defeats Satan at the Battle of Armageddon, the dead in Christ are risen. So they have all these made-for-TV movies about it. Oh, the airplanes fall out of the sky because the pilot disappears, and we all get beamed up like a Star Trek episode. That's not in the Bible. But so many Christians are scared, even though the mark of the beast is here and world government's here and transmutations and all the genetic engineered chimeras are here and the human clones and all of that is here. Everything's being fulfilled. World government's being fulfilled. And they're like, oh, well, just praise God. It means the world's about to end. But they don't understand. They're going to have to go through this. Well, they'll be in denial the whole time, bowing down to Antichrist.
Exactly. Or they'll be able to, or to be real easy to fall for the whatever, that blue project, blue beam project.
Oh, they're definitely priming things for a fake alien invasion.
Right. And the other thing, man, and I'm saying this from a point of love. I'm a big time supporter. Got Reset Wars, got the coins that I agreed with. I'm pumped up on my 1776 testosterone boost, nitric boost.
Thank you.
But, about 8 to 10 months ago, you said that you're giving Donald Trump 3 months to come out against the vaccine. Not only has he not come out against the vaccine, but he told you to stop supporting him and that he's on the side of the vaccine. So where is this jihad that you spoke of? Because there's babies out here dying now.
Obadiah, I think you're absolutely right. And I think what you're saying is true. I mean, but I just criticized Trump and said I'm disgusted by it and that it's terrible and that he basically is with the Democrats and the deep state on these shots. So I think I should go further, and I think you're right. The question is, how do I do that? But I think, in fairness, what did I just do before I went to your call?
Yeah, you did. But, I mean, at the end of it, you said you still like Trump.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's consciously part of it. Okay, well then you're on the air uncensored, Obadiah. What do we do? I've already said I'm pissed at Trump. I'm here saying it's terrible. Every day I mention what he's doing is wrong.
Yeah, you start calling for that fool to be hung, tried and hung, because what he did is commit war crimes. And just because he doesn't consciously do it, and that's even up for debate. Because his mentor was Roy Cohn. People need to do their research into Roy Cohn. He was the Jeffrey Epstein of the boy.
Listen, I hear you that it's getting very concerning about Trump. I'm not going to call for Trump to be killed. A, I think that would not be a good thing, and then B, I'd get put in jail. But let's just pull back from this.
That's why I said tried, convicted, and then hung. Because if I went out and I was drinking and driving like an idiot, and I killed some people on accident, would I still go to prison?
No, you're right. You go to jail for manslaughter. I appreciate your call. Look, we open the phones up. You got a hunger to speak out against Trump? Knock yourself out. I mean, I agree with you. Not about executing Trump. I really went to bat for Trump. He did a lot. Look, he's coming out against World War III right now. Now, get that clip ready from, like, Saturday, guys. I meant to play it. I didn't see it in my stack, but I sent it to you. Trump says we got to stop World War III. Who else is saying that? I mean, so it's kind of a balance here. That's why I'm not throwing the baby completely out with the bathwater. I'm criticizing him. I'm upset. It's terrible, but he's done so much other good stuff. I'm saying he's not the biggest fish to fry. Okay? Like Bill Gates is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm going to criticize Trump when he's wrong, but when he supports good policies like stopping transgenderism, mutilation of our children, or trying to defend our borders, or trying to stop World War III, I'm going to support him. But I am very upset with Trump, and I've made all that absolutely clear. I'm just not making him the enemy or who we should go after. It's Bill Gates, it's Klaus Schwab, it's Barack Obama, it's their controllers. But I'm rapidly, as I said I would, pulling away from Trump because of this, and I've been very clear about that. It doesn't mean I completely trust DeSantis either with some of his background. So I'm not into a lesser of two evils things. I'm just saying, are you going to vote for the Democrat nominee in a year and a half? 2024? I mean, seriously, guys. That's what I'm talking about here. So I'm a purist when it comes to ideas of liberty. I'm just being completely honest here. Here's Trump on World War III.
Through weakness and incompetence, Joe Biden has brought us to the brink of World War III. We're at the brink of World War III, just in case anybody doesn't know it. As president, I will bring back peace through strength. Peace through strength would have never happened. If I was president, there would not have been a war with Russia in Ukraine. Zero chance. And Lindsay would be happy with that. That's better than any alternative. Wouldn't have happened. And I will say this, even now, despite tremendous loss of lives and destruction of much of that country, I would have a peace deal negotiated within 24 hours. You could make a peace deal. You could make a deal for both right now, 24.
So, again, I'm not endorsing Trump on the poison shots. I criticize it daily. But I do endorse that right there, and that's what we're talking about. We're going to go right back to your calls, but please remember, we're listener-supported. We have to end this sale at the earliest Monday, probably next Tuesday, and I don't know what else we're going to have on sale because most of our products are selling out. Thank God, stuff like TurboForce is a few weeks away and a few other great products, but these are wonderful products that do amazing things. They're the highest quality out there. You're paying around half what you would for the same quality because most of these are just private label top brands that are already in the country. That way they're tested and we know they're great and we test them ourselves. Alex Jones was right. Emergency sale is about to end in just the next 5-6 days. Get up to 50% off on top selling products at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund free speech while making your life healthier and better. Immune support, 40% off. BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, selling out soon. 50% off. Whole food multivitamin from organic sources, the best. 40% off, ending soon. Vitamin C with zinc, 1100% of vitamin C with zinc. Linus Pauling formula, 40% off, ending soon. Ultimate krill oil, highest grade of krill oil. Incredible for your heart, brain, everything. 40% off, ending soon. Pain MD. That is a private label, one of the top natural pain reliever systems out there, 40% off. 1776 testosterone boost, again, amazing, 40% off. X7 Diet Force, 40% off, selling out soon. Vitamin D3 Gummy, 50% off, selling out soon. Super Female Vitality, 50% off, ending soon. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off, ending soon. Down and Out Sleep Support, 40% off, ending soon. Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for years, back in stock. That sells, ending soon. Fizzy Magnesium, 25% off, limited supply, ending soon. Living Defense Plus is flush out the parasites. Limited stock, 25% off, ending soon. Alpha Power, amazing for your libido, stamina, energy. Back in stock, 25% off, ending soon. Basil Beats Complete, creating the nitric oxide in the blood. Back in stock, 25% off, ending soon. Male Vitality, back in stock, 25% off, limited supply, ending soon. It'll all end in the next 5-6 days. InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Bone Broth is back in stock. And I told you there was 1,200 books left. Signed copies of my book, number one bestseller, for several months last year, The Great Reset and the War for the World. We sold 500. There's less than 1,000 left in that office, literally 30 feet from me. I haven't signed them, so we pulled them for sale. As soon as I sign them, which I'll do in the next few days, it'll take 5-6 hours. I'd love to do it. We'll have the final signed books available at InfoWarsStore.com, and then that's it for the signed books. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Thanks for the support, folks. Bart in Georgia, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Alex, add war crimes to a long list of offenses by Joe Biden. This is an attempt to kill our young men because the average GI is probably about 19 years old. What do you think, Alex?
I agree with you. They're hitting our troops with a thing that debilitates them, makes them sick, and kicks the smartest ones out by attrition. That's what the critical race theory, all of it's about, is purging the military. There's no doubt they did it.
And I feel they prefer your typical meat grinder like Vietnam as opposed to nuclear war so that we won't notice.
I agree with you. Let me ask you this as we're on the subject of Trump. What do we do about Trump? Should I make him my main focus? Or my instinct is criticize him, be upset with him, let him learn how he's destroying his base. He's almost making himself obsolete and redundant and vestigial is what I see.
I think it's time to declare political war on Trump. He has betrayed us. These vaccines are killing our young people and our old people.
You know, I'm going to do open phones in the next few days. In fact, I'm going to do tomorrow night a commercial-free show, 6 p.m. after Owen's show ends for 2 hours, on the subject of Trump and what we do with him. Because the callers want it. I want it, too. I'm such a loyal person. Even though I'm critical of him, it's so sad that he's destroying himself like this. And is he blackmailed? What do you think's happening?
I don't know, Alex, but this blood is all over his red tie.
Well said. Thank you, Bart. Jason in the great state of Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Howdy, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I kind of agree with the first caller. I forget his name, but I kind of had the same feeling about that. I think, Zelensky's kind of playing like a double agent type thing here. I mean, he goes and asks this idiot for money all the time, and he gives it to him, you know. And then who knows what the hell they're doing with it.
And then Russia's making record profits on oil. Russia's doing great during all this.
Exactly. So I think he is playing us both, or you know, playing both hands here. But
yeah, forget the caller's name, but he was a caller from Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be good though. I think they're luring us in with this kind of phony BS here with this Russia crap, and then we can't see the fox and the hen house, and we're going to have China, we're going to have Iran, North Korea, all these people coming in from the back, because if you didn't notice, Iran is sending warships to Brazil.
I did notice that. You notice Israel just bombed Iran this weekend.
Exactly. We're going to be in, oh, man, it's not going to be good. So get ready, people. And also, when the power goes out, make sure you're fully stocked. And don't be going to no heating or cooling center either, because that's going to be the end for you there, too.
Like they have in Germany. Oh, sorry, you don't have power anymore, but come to the heating center. The government building has power. I mean, they're just domesticating us. And by the way, where I'm at in Austin, the power's out all around us. Red lights are out. We still got power, and we got a generator in case it goes out, but this is the new normal. Thank you, Jason. Let's talk to Peter in Washington. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. You're the tip of the spear in the info war and the tip of the WEF's attack on the American public and the free peoples of the West has been the vaccine. The way you determine how to stop World War III and find who the allies are is find who opposed the COVID vaccines, the lockdowns, the mandates, and who were the first people to clue in that they were such a tremendous danger. If you find those people, you'll find the people who aren't on the WEF's controlled
list. And by the way, that's why the globalists did it, was to find out who's on board with them. I agree. Absolutely.
A threat is a gift. They've shown us through their actions that they are a danger. The key thing about Trump is he is the lukewarm on this issue, and he should be spat out. If you're going to stop World War III, number one reason you're going to do it is because you care about children. If you don't care about the children dying right now from the vaccine, you are the lukewarm. And there is no ground, there is no space for a person who will not oppose the vaccine and then claim they're going to stop World War III. I really believe that if we ally with the free peoples of the world, like the Indians who oppose the vaccine, the Japanese who recognize the danger of the vaccine, if we pair with those people, we can find a way to lower the temperature in Russia and in Ukraine.
No, I agree. That's why I always talk about the poison shot with war. It's all a globalist agenda. I agree. We've got a good chance of stopping this. I mean, the globalists are upset. People are waking up faster than they thought. Look at all these different government board members and people going public all over the world saying, oh, we were wrong. It's deadly. They know they're about to go to jail. Bill Gates and people like Albert Bourla, they think they're protected. But their minions are blinking because most of them weren't read in on the full thing. Now they can see it's a setup.
And that's a threat that everyone should take to the bank, that we need to resist the calls for greater war. And I think the key is they're not interested in a nuclear war. They're interested in creating fertile ground for a false flag nuke. Because if they get that false flag nuke in the West, they can do all the tyranny that they did in Australia and they did in New Zealand in the United States.
And they can bring it in permanently. That's what the deep state wants, a giant cyber attack and or nuclear attack. That's a false flag. I think that's a consensus of the audience. I agree with you. That's what I was planning to present really tomorrow night. I was going to do it tonight, but everything's iced up. So we have a limited crib, but tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, we're talking about false flags, Moore, and Trump. All right. Thank you, Peter. Clown car, you're up next.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.